Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about montage. Before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, the ability to see your face every time we open and read the Word of God. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With that being said, montage. I was thinking about this knowing that one of my favorite movies, Rocky, about this boxer, right? And there's a scene where he starts to remember things from the past that gives him strength in the present. And the montage is a bunch of clips edited together, and it's kind of like a highlight reel, if you will. And this is in remembrance of things of the past. In this scene, it gave him strength for the present. When I was thinking about that, I thought about how Hebrews chapter 11 in the Bible is almost like a montage of things that we can attain strength from, draw strength from. Let's check it out. Hebrews chapter 11, starting on verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now keep that in mind, the evidence of things not seen, because they call this the faith chapter and or the hall of faith, speaking about all the things that were done through faith, but I wasn't there to see it, but I believe it. So it's the evidence of things not seen. It goes on to say, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For we know who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And it goes on to say, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he was received as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in the tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city for which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. See, all these stories in this particular chapter, and it goes on and on about their faith and how they were able to receive through faith, how they were able to continue to carry on through faith. It's a montage to give us strength. Leaning on faith, we can always revert back to what is written as a montage, as a remembrance to give us strength in the present. We see what they went through. We see what they endured. We see how God got them through. It's a montage to remember that gives us strength for the now, for the present. There's things in our individual lives, there's things that we've encountered that we can revert back to remember, that give us strength for whatever we're facing right now, today. Think about that. The GOD, God bless.